Papal Royal. Papal is royal.
It's all about royalty.
The trans people are that royal.
Remember, we are loyal.
Nothing for us without us.
This is about us.
Love us just the way we are.
This is who we are.
We love who we are.
This is the time to speak.
This is the time to be heard.
Time for trans people to be heard.
This is Papal Royal.
Hello all, welcome to another episode of the Papal Royal podcast, where we share with you different transgender stories and issues from Zimbabwe. I'm your host, Tanak. In this episode, we share with you a story about an issue which is often swept under the carpet, especially when there is transgender people involved. This is a story that starts out well and good, with someone going out to celebrate their birthday and somehow ends in a cold graveyard. This story is from our sister Paris, a trans woman based in Zimbabwe's second capital city, Bulawayo. This is how she narrates her story.
Hey y'all, this is your girl Paris. So, this was 2010, the 23rd of March. It was my birthday.
Yeah.
Well, we decided with my friends we're gonna go paint the town red. My friends and I agreed that they're gonna come pick me up at 7:30 and we're gonna go out. 7:30 came, your girl was dressed to kill. Her girls were dressed to kill. And damn, were we looking fine, smelling good and everything. So we decided we're gonna go to Cafe Baku, because that's a club that's known for its pretty much acceptance of the LGBTI community. We don't face any stigma, we don't face any discrimination. So we decided that's the place to be. We went, when we got there, damn, the club was packed. It was nice, it was full of life. And we were just there to enjoy the night, to enjoy a girl's birthday. So, we got into the club, we headed straight for the counter. We went to go get drinks, we went to go get food, and we ate, and we started drinking. We were drinking, we were having fun, we were dancing, the boys were just glancing at these girls, and boy, were we having fun. 30 minutes or so later, these two gentlemen walk in and we're like, damn, those boys are fine. They were fine as salt. Fine, fine, fine. They come and sit at a table next to ours. And boy, were they glancing at our table, because we were having fun getting down to the music, drinking our alcohol, and the vibe was just out of this world. I don't know, maybe it's because it was my birthday and I was having a little too much fun. These gentlemen finally, 30 minutes or so later, decided to come and join our table. And why not? I mean, they were fine boys, we were fine girls, and we thought, well, come along. We got to chatting with these guys and told them that it was my birthday and all, and they bought us drinks and we were just having fun. So Baku usually closes around 10. So 10 o'clock came and the club closed. Two of my friends got very dirty drunk. So we put them in a cab and they went home. I remember with my best friend, Brenda. So these guys just asked if we can accompany them to Ngulumane. It's a little neighborhood in Bulawayo, western areas. So we agreed because we still wanted to fire the night away. I mean, the night was still young. So we decided to go. In we went into this twin cab and the boys were driving. One of the guys I remember gave me a plastic cup with gin diluted with cranberry juice in it. As I got to drinking, the car was moving. So when you're about to get to Ngulumane, you have to pass a certain graveyard. This graveyard is called number 6. So as we're passing there, it's a highway that goes straight up. So the speed of the car increases. And I'm like, wow. The atmosphere is looking good and everything is looking nice. In a couple of minutes, drinking that cup of gin, I felt a little dizzy. I felt a little worn out. And I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe it's because I'm a little drunk. A little weaker than normal. I start to feel that, no, this is really not me. And this is not how I get drunk. Before I could even jump, those guys opened the door, pushed my friend out, and closed the door. Did I mention that my friend is tall, he's muscular, and he's bigger than me? I'm the tiny one. I might be short, but I'm not that short from her. As I'm still trying to figure out what's going on, it just came to my head to try and ask what was going on. But before I could even say anything, we had gotten to the graves. I remember those guys pulled me out. One hit me on my head. And I remember at that moment, I blacked out. Well, as I came to, all I remember was I felt this cold breeze on my body. Not knowing what had happened to me or where I was, I kind of like freaked out a little. And all I could see were these four men approaching, wearing blue work suits. They came to me and asked me, "Who are you and what are you doing here?" Not being able to talk, not even being able to move, my body was just painful. My joints were just sore. I just couldn't move. So they decided to take me into the what I realized now was a graveyard office. And I think they could see what was obvious to see. I had been sexually abused by those guys. I remember all I did was cry. I couldn't talk. I couldn't move. All I did was cry. Those guys put me on a blue old work suit because I was naked. And they gave me money to go back home. They didn't even say a word because I think they could see what had happened to me. I remember getting home. I remember getting into the bathtub. I remember sitting in a bath full of hot water and the water just turning red through blood. All I remember was crying. I was emotionally detached. I remember I cried so much that my mom even heard me. My mom came into the bathroom and asked me what was going on. I couldn't tell her. I couldn't even say a word. I just couldn't believe that that could have happened to me. So my night was beautiful, but at the end got ruined. All because I'm a trans woman and all I wanted was to have fun. So yeah, that night was very tough for me. And I just, even up to now when I think about it, I just get sad. I just feel the tears falling down my face and I can't help it to think I am a victim of sexual abuse.
As someone who also identifies as a trans person, I know how my community gets abused, and in many instances, these cases go without being addressed or reported to the authorities. It's not because we don't report, but it's because in many circumstances, the law doesn't pay attention to our issues, especially those concerning sexual abuse. Sexual abuse is a very sensitive subject and is made worse when the people face stigma and discrimination from the society and their communities. As you heard from the story, Paris was with her friend Brenda when the incident happened. In the next segment, Paris sits down with her friend and relives the traumatic ordeal.
Hi, Brenda.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good. Do you remember that day, the day of my birthday, the day of my sexual abuse ordeal?
Oh, yes, I do remember.
So tell me, what went through your mind, like, when they threw you out of the car?
I thought maybe they wanted you. I thought maybe you guys are in love or something. I never thought that you guys, they wanted to rape you. Because I was short and told me they raped you. So that's what I thought. I thought maybe you guys were in love. You didn't want me to interfere. You didn't want me to be part of it or something like that.
Ah, okay. So when they threw you out of the car, like, where did you go after that?
I went straight to the main road to go get some ET so that I could go back home. And when I got home, I tried calling you, but it was pointless. Your phone was off. So I didn't know what to do. I came to your house and you told me that you were raped, your phone, whatever.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so like how did you feel the day that I called you and you actually found out that I was still alive? Like the day I called you, and just what came through your mind when I called you?
I was shocked and scared at the same time, because I was going to lose you, you know, your family was going to lose you, because those people, they could have killed you or something like that. They could have killed you. So at least thank God you're still alive. They just raped you.
Yeah, that was a very traumatic experience for me. What word of advice, like, would you give the trans community?
People must just stop going around to people with strangers, people whom they don't know. Because as transgender people, we're at a risk. People don't like us, the society don't like us, or even those people who call themselves gay. Some they even tell us that they don't understand ourselves. So people must just strangers, because you never know what will come to you. Don't just go anywhere with anyone. Because I believe we're sex workers.
Yes.
So, let's first get to know better in a bar. First talk to someone in a bar. When you go to the client, tell someone that you're going to so and so place. And make sure you carry your phone and hide it. Because some other people, they want to kill us. They want to destroy ourselves, our lives.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway, thank you so much, Brenda, for your time, and thank you very much for granting me this interview.
Okay, thank you, bye.
Okay, sharp.
It's very, very unpleasant how the transgender community has, for lack of a better word, accepted that others can abuse us and get away with it. In this interview, you heard Brenda saying, at least they just abused you and didn't kill you. I know that mindset has been brought about by how authorities, especially the police, react when an LGBTIQ person reports abuse of any sort. In many cases, the transgender community gets blamed for the ordeals. I have another transgender person I know who tried to report that they had been sexually abused, and she was told, because you are trying to be or look like a woman, so what's the problem if men want to sleep with you? Because one is transgender, it doesn't mean they should not be allowed to make their own choices or make their own decisions when it comes to their sexual activities or anything else in life. Let us know how the story made you feel. As People Royal, we'd love to hear from you. Follow us on our social media platforms, on Facebook and on Instagram. We are at People Royal Podcast. And to also keep producing these stories, we need your assistance. Feel free to donate or contribute in any way possible so that we can continue to produce this great podcast for you. I'm your host, Tanaka. Thank you for listening and sharing this podcast with your networks. Looking forward to the next episode. Until then, take care.